Touch on a few talking about the response to Kaddish. When's the appropriate time to say the word Amen? So the Shemur has an interesting case over here. He has a case where sometimes the Chazan, the Chazan sings the Kaddish, and he gets to the end of the paragraph, the first paragraph, and he's singing and singing and singing, and then he says Bimru Amen. So he says Bimru Amen. You answer Amen. So Mishabura says, in a situation where the Chazan is being marif the Nigun, he's schlepping out the Nigun, you do not wait for the Chazan to say the words Zimur Amen, you say Amen before that. The Amen that you're saying was not to the words Zimur Amen, the Amen you're saying is to the paragraph. The paragraph is finished, he finishes thought, the person should be Yiskadel, Yiskadesh, etc. The whole paragraph is finished, say it's true, Amen. Now, the fact that he's saying the Imru Amen, that's a nice thing. So by a bracha, you have to wait till the person who's saying the bracha completes the bracha before you answer Amen. Common the issue you have with the you know the nigun which people use, the nusach they use for davening on Yom Tov, it has this sound at the end of the Ba'shalom. By the time he finishes Ba'shalom, everybody's saying Amen. That's wrong. He finishes Ba'shalom, then you say Amen. Some Chazanim are careful of that. They finish Hakel HaKodesh to make sure they finish it quickly. The people shouldn't answer Amen before he finishes. By bracha, you know, I'll answer Amen until the person finishes the bracha. Here he says Vimru Amen. So logic, you shouldn't say Amen until he finishes Vimru Amen. So that's true. That the Mishnah's lashon is the minig is to wait till he says Vimru Amen. That's not a din. That's a minig. So therefore, it's on the Chazan's responsibility to not schlep it out in such a way that people are going to answer Amen at the wrong time. So the Chazan should not be marked by Nigun, the Chazan should say Bimru Amen. Instead of, so I actually, personally, when I was saying Kaddish to my father, Olav HaShalom, many, many years ago, somebody pointed this out to me, that I was schlepping out the word Bimru Amen very long, and people were answering Amen before I finished. So it's not unluckily a problem, it's preferred in Allah to do like that. The person should not do that, but the truth is the person's, if I Kaddish specifically, the response of Amen is not to the words Imru Amen, it's to the sentence, to the paragraph. It's the Chazan's responsibility. He's saying Imru Amen, so logic would be the minig is therefore to wait till he finishes saying his thought to respond. But the Chazan should not be Marif Benigun. By Bracha, by a bracha, you have to finish, wait till he finishes. What about going weiter? So Mishabura says an interesting din in Hilchus, the din of Chazar Sashatz. In a case where the Chazar Sashatz, I mean, might be somebody, which was Nikra, that we might be somebody, till the responders finish saying Amen, the Chazan can't go weiter. Because he is being mighty that. And even though nowadays we're not being mighty, since the Tekanas, Chazar Sashatz was Alpi, because the need to be mighty, so he should not go weiter. Then the next step of the halacha, Mishabur brings, is that if he goes weiter, you can't say Amen anymore, because you're saying Amen, that bracha is finished. So by going weiter before the tzibur has time to say Amen, he's mafs to the tzibur the right to say Amen. It's also to say Amen, the halacha is. It's also to say Amen, the halacha is. Mishabur says it's not, it's you can't, it's also to say Amen. And the chazan, by going weiter, not pausing, he was mafs to the tzibur. The sub-pasim say, the chazan pauses for a moment, and you can start saying the word Amen, even though you didn't finish, that he wasn't mafs to the tzibur. But the chachkila, a person who's said davening for the amud, after each bracha, he has to wait to write the tzibur answers Amen. The Biraloch has a suffix. Maybe you have to wait for everybody to answer Amen, even the people which are schlepping out the Amen. He's specific about that. But he says it applies to Kaddish also. It applies to Kaddish by the words Yisborach, beginning in the second paragraph. The Chazan has to wait till the tzibur has finished saying Yeshmei Rabba before he starts saying Yisborach. Because we mentioned earlier from the Magen Avraham that the Chazan is being moitzi the tzibur in the paragraph of Yisborach. If he's being moitzi the tzibur, he has to wait for the tzibur before he goes weiter to say Yisborach. So 2 points. The Chazan should not slip out the word Vim Romain, and the Chazan should wait to after Yeshmei Rabba before he starts saying Yisborach. Because he is being moitzi the tzibur, and he's not allowed to do that, to go ahead when the tzibur is still saying Amen Yeshmei Rabba. Have a good morning.